Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. A Florida-based private rescue organization deploying resources to Israel to evacuate Americans who can't get out or are being held hostage. Dave Collins has more.
Project Dynamo founder and CEO Brian Stern says the mission is to get Americans in Israel out of harm's way, whether they're trapped by fighting or being held as prisoner.
We know of multiple American hostages that are being held by Hamas.
Stern says he's received several dozen requests for help to rescue Americans in Israel, Gaza, and the West Bank. Stern urges Americans with relatives in harm's way to register with his organization and the State Department. I'm Dave Collins.
The chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee says Congress can provide aid to Israel without a speaker, but it's not ideal.
It wasn't my idea to oust the speaker. I thought it was dangerous. You know, I look at the world and all the threats that are out there, and what kind of message are we sending to our adversaries when we can't govern, when we're dysfunctional?
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Congressman Michael McCaul said more than $3 billion in foreign military financing is available for the president to use. But McCaul also stressed that a speaker needs to be elected immediately so the House can vote on additional aid for Israeli defense systems. A man accused of faking his own death to avoid rape charges in Utah, set to be extradited to the U.S., Nicholas Alaverdian, who also goes by Nicholas Rossi, insists he is an Irishman named Arthur Knight. However, he was captured at a hospital in the U.K., and police believe his tattoos and fingerprints prove otherwise. A Scottish judge reportedly signed an extradition order to send him back to the U.S. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The already massive Powerball jackpot has jumped to the third largest in the history of the game. Tonight's drawing will be worth at least $1.55 billion, but the odds of claiming the top prize are around 1 in 292 million. There hasn't been a Powerball jackpot winner since July, a span of more than 30 drawings. A 23-year-old Kenyan runner, the new world record holder for the fastest marathon, Kelvin Kiptum, smashed the record yesterday with a time of 2 hours and 35 seconds to win the men's division of the 2023 Chicago Marathon.
The power of Christ compels you! The power of Christ compels you! The power of Christ compels you!
To ticket sales for the latest movie in the Exorcist franchise aren't exactly turning heads, but the film is in possession of the top spot in this weekend's box office. The Exorcist Believer fell slightly below expectations by taking in an estimated $27 million. Ellen Burstyn, who played the possessed girl's mother in the original Exorcist film 50 years ago, reprises her role in the sequel. Paw Patrol, the Mighty Movie, fell to second place, while Saw 10 finished third. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Jill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's brewing. We better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's brewing. We better stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. And we've got Annalisa Pesek back with us talking about transgender ideology. It's amazing. I mean, think about it. What has happened in the last couple of years? I mean, what, 2 years ago, there wasn't much conversation about it. I mean, look back historically and you start to see, well, things were coming up maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago. But nothing like today. I mean, it is like, there's no discussion. There's no conversation about it. It's just what it is, and it has to be accepted full force, full stop. This once isolated idea of a few have spread quickly as I mentioned, and managed to transform an entire generation, forcing the nation to continue to move the goalposts from ignoring to accepting, to approving and now welcoming the claim that human biology is no longer dictated by X and Y chromosomes. Annalisa, good to have you with us. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. I'm great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Are you surprised? It just seems like so much has happened. I mean, before it used, it to be a couple of decades before you'd have these transformations. But it is as if the world is speeding up. And everything is at the speed of light. We're dealing with issues now that are coming at us, and these are monumental issues. These aren't minor things. These are huge issues that are coming at us with such rapidity. And the thing that's really tough is that, there's not very many forums where you can talk about it and just say, hey, help me understand what's going on. Oh, my God. It's so combative. And when it gets that way, I don't think that you're able to accomplish anything.
Well, I think you're right, and I think the trans ideology has really consumed our culture. And as I write in my article, it's transformed in a generation. And it didn't just start in the last 10 years. I mean, we can go back to the 1940s when Alfred Kinsey, the sexologist, was starting these perverse experiments on first women, and then he moved into the children range. And when you go back and look at that research and you consider what he was proposing and what he was doing in the academic circles, it's mind-boggling, because why did no one see that this was child abuse? Who are the parents that were allowing this to happen? And so it's been building and progressing for decades, right? And now we are at a point where it's no longer acceptable to question it. let alone not approve of it and embrace it and say this is what children should know about their sexuality at ages from 2 to 5. I mean, I don't know if you want to get into it now, but
let's get into it because, you know, like I said, the perception of most people is like I had laid out is that this has only been something that we've become aware of. And I think to your point is that most people back in the 40s were not aware of what was going on. And they were able to do this under the radar. And over the years, with everything else that we were dealing with, it wasn't an issue until suddenly it's become an issue.
Yeah, it's not only become an issue, it's life-changing, right?
Yes,
You can't go back. You can't change the puberty blockers the effects of the puberty blockers or the mastectomies or the genital reconstruction surgeries. These are lifelong, miserable consequences, like mutilation, right, on these children who can't make an informed decision. And you have parents, I mean, I'm preaching to the choir here, but when you look at the cases now that are coming through the family court, it's extremely disturbing because we have now the legal system being influenced by this ideology. You have judges who are saying, well, if this family does not affirm this child's gender dysphoria, we're going to rule in the custody right for the parent who is. So they're making a stance and saying, morally, I'm now the arbiter of what children can and should be taught by their parents. And this is the legal system. We have two cases that I write about both in California. And California has such radical laws now. Washington State has radical laws. And I think it's just spreading so rapidly, as you noted earlier. So what do we, you know, then it comes down to the question, what do we do? What do we do? Mm-hmm. And so something I highlighted was several individuals who are standing up in the academic circle and also in sports. And then you have figures, you know, like Tucker Carlson, and you have Abigail Schreier, who's written a great book, Irreversible Damage, about the effects of transitioning young girls. And I think it's time we get on the offense, right? I mean,
without a doubt, because Annalisa, of all the stories, I'm not hearing one success story out of all this. I mean, and the thing is if you had them, they would be parading them all over the place. If anything, I'm hearing, just like you said, is these young children, their lives are forever altered. I mean, it's not like it can be reversed. They are, you know, for the rest of their lives, they're beholden to medication because this isn't just a one and done kind of thing. You know, psychologically, what's going on? I mean, some of the common sense questions that people are asking about this are being greatly ignored and rejected just on right off the bat.
Yeah, and it's abusive. And you do have success stories on the other side of people who, like Chloe Cole, who came out and she recently spoke to Congress about the adverse impacts of her decisions at a very young age. I believe she was 13, maybe 16. But she's making a difference by suing the doctors who did this to her.
Yeah, Annalisa, maybe you misunderstood. When I'm saying positive stories, I'm talking about people who have been transitioned, and they're saying, oh, right, this is the best thing I ever did. I'm not hearing that.
Right, absolutely. No, I agree with you 100%. And the other thing we're not hearing a lot about is the extremism on the left. We're hearing a lot about the extremism on the right of how now we're classified as domestic terrorists, right? If you are believer. But something that's so sorely underreported is the extremism on the left. And something else I write about is, you know, how the left has reacted to people who have made a stance or said, no, only biological women should be competing in women's sports. Hard stop. And they're roasted and they lose their job or they're accosted by some violent mob. It's not, but we don't hear about that either.
No, exactly. Well, we knew we were in trouble when you had a Supreme Court justice as a nominee could not answer what a woman is. I mean, I don't know about you, but I remember watching that and I go, whoa, are we in trouble?
We are. I think we really are in trouble. And I don't want to sound defeatist, but I think we have to admit that we are at a place where this ideology has gone too far, and how do we counter it? What's the revolution on the other side?
Well, she's a New American staff writer covering politics, culture, education, and disinformation campaigns. Annalisa Pesek is with us. Stay with us. We've got more.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Minutes after of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. She is Annalisa Pesek, and she is the New American staff writer covering politics, culture, education, and disinformation campaigns. You know, this is the whole basis. You know, when we talk about disinformation campaigns, Annalisa, they are abounding. You know, and I think it's so disingenuous. I mean, for me, it's like, look at, I don't want to waste my time on a bunch of lies or, you know, campaigns that, you know, are just based on lies and not the truth. And I get insulted with that kind of stuff. And it what amazes me is that the very people who claim that they're protecting, you know, and they are ones fighting against disinformation, I find them to be the greatest perpetrators of disinformation, right?
Yeah, I think it can go both ways in perspective, right? That finding the facts takes work. So you have to look for the facts. You have to do your own research often. You can't rely on ABC News or even conservative news. I never stop there. You have to often go to the source of a story or at least try to get down to the marrow of it somehow, and that takes a lot of work, and people don't have that.
It really does.
Time, and they don't.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. Well, that's how we got here, because we, you know, we respond to 8-second sound bites and we think we know it all. And, you know, on this show particularly, Annalisa, I'm always encouraging people to say, own your own knowledge. You know, it started from an article that I wrote, you know, almost 2 years ago. And it was, you know, who told you to hate Trump? And that was the deal. I mean, it was like the American people, the media, with 95% of the reporting was purposely negative against Trump. And you think, wow, you know, forget about being energy independent, forget about all races doing well, having jobs, incomes, home incomes at an all-time high. Our GDP was surpassing anything that Barack Obama said that, you know, he would never get higher than 2%, and he kind of laughed at Trump for the mere mention that he envisioned a GDP of 4 or 5%. I think we could have realized that quite easily had we had some cooperation, but, you know, that aside, national security, he restored our national security, our standing on the international stage. We were in good stead. Putin was behaving himself. Xi was behaving himself and paying us, you know, $400 billion a year to even out the trade discrepancies. You know, things like that, things that he did even with the Palestinians and saying, look, I'm not going to give you money so that you can pay off, you know, these families, you know, whose kids, you know, killed Israelis. So we're not going to give you that money anymore. And, you know, of course, everybody was all upset. It was always going to cause World War III. It was going to cause World War III because he said, I'm going to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Oh, my gosh, all this stuff. But, you know, you go down these lists of things that were very positive. And even, you know, the big thing, of course, was securing the border. And we should have had the wall all up. But for Nancy Pelosi, some Democrats, and even some, you know, rhino Republicans that didn't get on board. John McCain, you know, killed the idea of Obamacare. You know, that's what all the Republicans, right? We're going to repeal and we're going to replace. And they allowed John McCain to submarine them. One vote, one thumb down. And here we are. We're still living with the mess of Obamacare. And when you think about all that we went through with COVID, Annalisa, a lot of this was complicated because of Obamacare. And people don't understand because they don't own their own knowledge. They're told what they're to believe, and they go out and spout this stuff off. And sometimes, you know, it's like, you know, I think, look at, I want to have a conversation with you, but I don't think you have enough skin in the game. You know what I'm saying? Is that you just want to spout off 8-second sound bites or headlines that you've read from the same newspapers that you've read. And I want to be able to advance the conversation in such a way that the result of our time together in talking about any one topic, that we're both wiser because of each of our contributions to the topic. Does that make sense?
It does. And I think you hit it at the beginning of this segment when you were talking about what is truth, and how do you go back to truth and stand on truth. And something that the mainstream media today is opposed to is the truth. Yes. I read a New York Times article this morning about the Israeli war happening. Of course, we all know that this has been an ongoing conflict, and now it's escalated. And who did they blame in this article? Top person who has created the damage there because he's created the Abraham Accords, Donald Trump. So immediately readers know that here's the bad guy. This is why, according to the New York Times, but they're not going into the details of how the Abraham Accords worked, how they actually helped both sides. And it's slanted. So, you know, something my pastor said yesterday at church I thought was really important was this idea that we don't need to go along with what is new, what is trendy, what is the next wave. We need to stick to the truth. And he actually quoted Billy Graham. He said, you know, someone told Billy Graham that he reversed Christianity by 200 years. And Billy Graham said, thank you. Actually, I wanted to reverse 2000. You know, going back to
first principles. Yeah.
Right, first principles. And, you know, the other thing is we've been lied to, and we've bought these lies. We've been lied to. We've been told that homosexuality is okay. We've been lied to about abortion issues. We've been lied to about the trans ideology. And we have to think about it in terms of lies and what is true. And then I think we can have that conversation, right? Because facts versus feelings, truth versus lies, there is black and white. There's no gray area. So if you have the facts and you stand on truth, you don't have to be combative or say to someone who disagrees with you, no, you're wrong and here's the truth. But you have to present the truth and say, well, actually, here are the facts.
Yes.
And so I agree with you, though, that it's hard work and people have to be willing to put in the time and effort. And that's where, you know, my questions arise. And how did we get here? What happened to people during COVID? Is it the end times? You know, there's all these questions to contemplate and examine. And while we should be doing that, at the same time, we just have to make extreme efforts to get back to the truth and talk about the truth and not be afraid because there's a lot of fear, right? There's so much fear in our society.
See, but you see, you have to go back to who is the truth. See, Jesus himself, basically he said, hey, I'm the truth. I'm the way, the life. Okay. Very clearly. So the combatant situation we find ourselves in is not that they're fighting against me and you, they're fighting against God. It's like, wait a minute. You that's who you need to talk to. Talk to God, because God said, it was God that said he made him male and female. Not Joe Biden, not Barack Obama, not anybody else. God himself, who orchestrated this whole popcorn stand. This is his popcorn stand. It's already engineered. He has an infrastructure that was set from day one. Okay? Who else has that? And that's who you're challenging. Okay? He said male and female. Okay, we have X and Y chromosomes. It's a scientific fact. Science is catching up to what God already purposed back in Genesis. But they do all these studies and they get all these degrees and write all these books and make all this money and stuff. And all they're doing is either they are agreeing with God or disagreeing with God. And right now they want to be disagreeable. But at what cost? I mean, the generational expense and impact that this kind of dangerous ideology is having, all because they don't want God to be on the throne.
Yes, and God also said those who live a God-fearing life will be persecuted. So we shouldn't be entirely surprised when we are for standing up for the truth.
Exactly. And that's what we're doing. I mean, you know, we're just saying, hey, you know, as for me and my house, you know, we're gonna choose the Lord. That's who we're gonna choose. And you know, and it's clear when you look at the evidence over history, what happens with those who follow Jesus and who don't. Annalisa Pesek has been with us. Annalisa, thank you so much. Take care.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
News update. A Florida-based private rescue organization deploying resources to Israel to evacuate Americans who can't get out or are being held hostage. The chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee says Congress can provide aid to Israel without a House speaker, but it's not ideal. A man accused of faking his own death to avoid rape charges in Utah, set to be extradited to the U.S., Nicholas Alaverdian, who also goes by Nicholas Rossi, insists he's an Irishman named Arthur Knight and had been living in Scotland. However, he was captured at a hospital in the U.K. Police believe his tattoos and fingerprints prove otherwise. Many banks and government offices closed today in observance of Indigenous Peoples Day and Columbus Day. The post office closed, but FedEx and UPS running as usual. Corey Myers, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Good to have you with us, sharing your part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Kumar Parikalla is going to be joining us in just a moment. He's with GHD Digital, leading global digital transformation business. They've released a new report titled Beyond AI, Generative AI, and the Next Wave of Disruption. The report explores the immense potential of generative AI across multiple sectors, emphasizing the need for organizations to act swiftly and decisively to harness its exponential growth. He is the president of GHD, and he joins us now. Kumar, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. Hello? Are you there? Okay, I guess we lost him after that fine intro that I did, by the way, if I might say so myself. Okay, we'll stand by and let me know when we got him. See, we're talking about AI and maybe AI interference already. It's disruptive. It disrupts the... okay, here he is. We got him. Kumar, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill.
Well, great to have you with us because, you know, a lot is being discussed about artificial intelligence. You know, earlier in the year, there was concern that AI could end up killing people, you know, and now we're hearing how, you know, countries have, you know, gone all in. The United States seems to be still trying to figure out what it needs to do regarding artificial intelligence. So maybe you can give us a little bit of a primer here and help us understand what AI is and the power of its potential.
Absolutely, Bill. I think we are living in very interesting times, and the word interesting has different meanings in different cultures. It could mean that we are living in very challenging times, mm-hmm. but also we are living in very exciting times where the humankind has a rare opportunity to leap forward. And that's what has exactly happened in 9 months since the release of what we know today as the ChatGPT. AI has existed for a very, very long time. It's been there, the so-called artificial intelligence has existed for about almost 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
What has really changed, Bill, is that in the last 6 months, 9 months, in fact, since November 2022, we have seen an exponential increase in the use of AI in a manner which we have never comprehended. So AI is two types. Artificial intelligence, what it is that it's no way comparable to human intelligence. Human intelligence is many, many times superior to artificial mm-hmm. intelligence. However, when a machine can mimic a small part of human intelligence in a manner in which it is more efficient and faster than you have an AI solution available. It's not diverse. It's very specifically applied.
Mm-hmm.
So in the olden days, 20 years, what we used to do, we would have computer models. We call them algorithms.
Mm-hmm.
And you use them. You'll have a data set or data, and you analyze using those advanced algorithms, and you get results. That is called narrow AI. What we've seen in November 2022 is something called the generative AI, where these algorithms learn on themselves as a data is applied to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they understand natural language communication. We call natural language processing. So combined with natural language processing, combined with this ability of algorithms to love, to move, fast,
mm-hmm.
and combined with our ability to have vast data sets available, resulted in the so-called generative AI, and that is going to be revolutionary. That's the reason why everybody is so excited, and we are living, as I said, very interesting times.
Well, don't you need somebody, Kumar, after you go and, I mean, you can't just allow the machines to operate on their own without any kind of human supervision. I would think that you still need a humanoid to, you know, verify that, okay, this is, you know, this is going to work and that it's not going to do any harm. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And human beings are an indispensable part of the AI ecosystem, especially generative AI system. Anyone thinking that they will operate on their own is actually exposing us, the human beings, to massive risks. And that's where all the concern is, that you can never let machines manage other machines without active human intervention mm-hmm. and active human supervision. But,
Do you understand, though, why some people are a little nervous? Because, you know, we've already had situations where governments have taken over, some of this algorithm, you know, science, and have used it for malintent and malpurposes. And so, go ahead.
The concern is very valid, and the concern is real. But, Bill, think about it as, you know, the fire. You can use the fire to cook your food and keep yourself mm-hmm. warm, or you can use the fire to burn a house and destroy whatever is needed. AI is that new fire that is giving us this huge potential. And what we need to understand is we cannot stop the availability of the fire for good purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, I strongly believe that with the economic impact, and we did our own study at PhD Digital, where we said the benefit to the the GDPs of the world in 10 years just because of AI are from right now from $50 billion to $1.5 trillion in the next 10 years. Widespread adoption, technological advancements progressing the way they are, business, new business models being created, new infrastructure being built, training happening, barriers to entry being reduced. It's a huge economic opportunity, but also it's a huge opportunity for humankind to use AI for the right purposes.
Exactly.
Climate change. Yeah. So we got to understand the risks. We got to actively work manage risks. But if somebody says today, hey, let's not use fire because it's going to burn the houses, people will laugh at them. And that's the exact scenario we are getting into. We got to be able to say, hey, AI is good, but then AI can be bad and used for malicious reasons if we are not careful, and therefore we need to put the guardrails in place.
Exactly. Well, and that's the thing that needs to be heard, and we need to figure out, because governments have a way of, looking it through their own lens, and then it becomes weaponized against the people. But, you know, based on what you're sharing, there's no doubt that this could be exciting. This could really advance humanity in so many ways if it's used appropriately. But I can also see where governments can come in and manipulate and control AI in such a way that you get unintended consequences, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm less worried about the governments than that. I think the governments all around the world, and I'm actively involved with many government organizations, government bodies, United States, Canada, Australia, UK, they're all equally grappling with the same challenge as anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And the duty of the governments is to protect the citizens. And right now, governments and government agencies are working overtime to understand how to protect citizens that they've been elected by in this disruptive AI revolution that is just kind of on our face happening right now. So I do see the governments, except for governments who are using perhaps some of these technologies for war and rogue.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break. Let's talk more on the other side. More from Kumar Payampala.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vine-to-bar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Hey, back with you. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Kumar Parikalla continues with us. He is the president of GHD's Digital, and we're talking artificial intelligence and how, you know, how it can be used for good. Kumar, you know, here in America, we're in an envious position because we still have the consent of the governed, and the people can be highly involved, you know, in how this this powerful mechanism, like you say, this new fire, so to speak, that's, yes, you know, coming into our culture, how it can be used for good. But, yes, you know, and the thing is, it's, you know, I say the government, but, you know, let's face it, you know, we got everyday people that can look at this in terms of a very greedy context. And like fire, you know, when it's utilized for the good of all concerned, you know, it's a very powerful force. And I'm like you. I'm optimistic. I hope that we have the right people, the right leadership, who leads the way in this country and the world in such a way to where AI can be something, like you said. I mean, you imagine if you're increasing the GDP, you know, across the board in all these nations, my goodness, I mean, that solves a lot of problems, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. We predicted that the net increase in GDP is likely to be about 5 to 6%, which is huge, mm-hmm, Bill. So the benefit for the well-being of countries, not only United States, but the rest of the world, is significant if you use these technologies the right way. And United States is a great country to have that ecosystem. And, mm-hmm, and leadership, you mentioned leadership. Leadership is often overspoken, highly rated, but people don't understand what it really means. Leadership is not only technical leadership. It's business leadership. It's political leadership. With people who have the right values to serve,
yes, exactly,
the community.
Right. Well, and this is, I think, where America finds itself right now, Kumar, is that it has to go through, I believe, you know, a bit of a transformation. You know, we've kind of lost sight of some of our moral anchoring. Some might say all of our moral anchoring. And I think we need to reconnect, because when we do, then America will once again be a force for good on all levels. And, you know, what we're seeing right now in all that's happening geopolitically right now, currently, we can see where there's been some decisions that have been executed that have, you know, that bring into question the kind of leadership that has led the world, not just the United States, but has led the world in all these conflicts. I mean, we've got over 30 wars and conflicts happening in the world today. I mean, that's just untenable.
Yeah, so there are two forces that are evolving on a daily basis. The one of them is AI. It changes on a daily basis, and it creates a new range of opportunities and challenges. But the other force that is evolving on a daily basis is the geopolitical challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And we've just seen the escalation of the Middle East challenge with Israel and Palestine. That will have geopolitical impact all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to change the whole dynamics of how we engage on various priorities. What it means is that we, as humanity, human race, need to be adaptable to these daily changes, because some of these changes are outside our control.
Exactly.
And the evolution of AI is no different. Sometimes outside our control, but we adapt, we put guardrails, we use it for good.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I like the idea that you said in terms of guardrails, using it for good. That is so important. And, you know, kind of like what happened with social media. Social media came on in such a way that I think that we failed to implement some guardrails. And now we're at a point where can we do better? And that's my call, is that we need to do better. And there's nothing wrong with that overall, you know, right across the board, just as humanoids, as one-on-one, human to human, just let's do better. Can we do better?
Absolutely, we can do a lot better, and that's what we are advocating. We are advocating AI for a better world, for sustainability. And from my perspective, AI can help us in a very, very big way as far as getting the climate change under challenge, under a little bit of control. So AI
maybe we can even define climate change, okay, to where people can understand, because you know, I think people are just so confused because the scientists over the years have redefined the words in such a way. You know, it was, you know, climate warming. Now we got, you know, Al Gore says climate boiling. Climate cooling. So what is it? You know, and so that we can kind of get this together. I mean, we have, for the last couple of decades, have spent something like $6 trillion plus on, you know, this climate science, and I don't know that we're better off. I think we're probably more confused than intellectualized after all this investment, and I don't think it should come out that way.
Yeah. I agree. There's a lot of confusion, and there are a lot of words being used. But in simple terms for your listeners, I would say climate change means long-term shifts in the temperatures and the weather patterns that then create a lot of challenge for human activities. So climate change is driven primarily due to burning of fossil fuels like coal, oil, and gas, and this generates greenhouse emissions that act like a blanket wrapped around the Earth, trapping the sun's heat from entering the Earth's atmosphere and raising the temperature. That's what climate change is all about. The more fossil fuels we burn, the more we will see a blanket around Earth's atmosphere, and the sun would not be able to, sun rays would not be able to reach our surface, and that's the reason why it's important that we control carbon emissions, carbon dioxide and methane emissions, and manage use of gasoline in the cars, electrical EV, and all those. So that's what That's what climate change is all about, and that's what climate change refers to, Bill.
Well, I would only hope, Kumar, is that after all that's been invested and where we are, that there, you know, we would see something to be able to say, okay, this is causal. You know, to me, you know, to hear you explain, it's a little bit like your metaphor about fire, is that it's there, it's what you choose to do with it. I don't think you can, you know, control it, once it's out there any more than I think that we can really, truly control, you know, climate. Can we be good stewards of the environment? I believe that. I believe that we've done some. I grew up in California, and when I was a kid, Kumar, there were times that it was on the coast. Whenever I played on a traveling baseball team, American Legion.
Yeah.
And whenever we would travel outside of the coast and go into the interior in L.A., we would get smog cough. And it got to the point to where whenever we went to play these games, we'd have to bring oxygen tanks with us so that we could play the darn game. That's how silly it was. But the manufacturers, you know, got together and they did something about it and cleaned up the air. Okay, and so I think that there's science there. I have faith in science, you know, that's reasonable, that doesn't want to control people, but come up with reasonable solutions to be able to say, okay, this is what we can do, being what it is, because, you know, here we are, we're wanting to fight climate change, for example, and you've got India and China who are the biggest perpetrators. If you you can see, you know, you can just look at China and you see their horizon, you see their environment, you go, my God, how do you breathe this stuff? I mean, this is terrible. But common sense doesn't reign in China. To where the people are saying, okay, you know, like California, we're saying, okay, we can't live with this. We got to do something better. They haven't gotten to that point where they've evolved to that point to say, okay, we got to do something better about this. And I guess if you want to put it all under the guise of climate change or climate responsibility or something, I'm just not sure about. I guess maybe it's the language, the climate change, because I don't. I am not one. I don't necessarily believe that, man has that much of an impact on the climate. Call me ignorant, call me what you want, but I'm not convinced.
Collectively, we're talking about 8 billion people here, and of course we do have an impact, and I strongly believe that. The two things we need to know, this is not a year, 2 year, 3 year journey. We're talking about next 30 years. But the two things I want to say here. The first thing is,
okay, we got about a minute. We got about a minute left, Kumar, and I'm going to let you have the rest of it. Okay, so go ahead.
Okay, thank you. So we got to understand two things here. The United States government has a energy expansion and climate change policy. One of the most mature. I had the rare privilege of meeting with Secretary Granholm, and I'm very, very impressed with the plan for the next 30 years about energy expansion. The second thing I want to say is AI can play a huge role, and that's based on our research, sustainable design, climate modeling, biodiversity and conservation, water management, water use patterns, you name it. We are very passionate about water. We're very passionate about energy. We're very passionate about the future of our communities. And I do very strongly believe AI can play a role for good.
Well, Kumar Parkhala, he's the GHD's digital president, has been our guest. Thank you, Kumar.
If you're
have a great day.
Thank you, Power Group, and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of